Okay, here we are back. Lots happening. Another crazy day in this ever more violent world. Professor Emeritus Eric Carlstrom is back tonight, and we always have a grand time with Eric. We're going to change gears a little bit and try to stay a little bit back from the Charlie Kirk murder for the time being to watch how this begins to play out more. Okay, Eric, how you been? Great to have you back on again. And there's a lot going on here. The whole idea of gang stalking, I think, can be projected into cradle-to-grave abject control and surveillance of virtually everyone. That's where they're going with all this tech. They've used it against TIs for years. I think it's, a lot of it's been tracking, tracing, but above all, testing. And I think that that's what they've been doing. Anyhow, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff. And it's good to be back. I'm back stateside and still been cranking away, working away on my mainly on my gang stalking mindcontrolcults.com website. And you have featured right underneath the title of our program tonight a link to the article that I'd like to talk about a little bit tonight, sure. Which is called Entities Behind Covert Gang Stalking, Targeting, Torture, quote-unquote research, quote-unquote information liquidation ops, insights from targeted individuals, intelligence, military, private security agents, scientists, and others. And this is a very, very extended article. I would invite your listeners to kind of click on that that link that you've got under my name. I think that's a great idea, by the way. And and kind of take a look at what's there, because there's a heck of a lot of important information about who, well, about what the program is, first of all, and second, who's behind it. But before we dig into this, Jeff, I've been listening to your past two shows, and, you know, these two murders have shocked, you know, the nation, as I'm sure they were supposed to, as in trauma-based mind control for the country. You and I have been through these events, you know, starting with the Kennedy assassination, et cetera. But I think it's more than possibility that these two murderers were quote-unquote Manchurian candidates, that they were, in fact, mind-controlled slaves
of the very program that we're going to talk about tonight. I concur, and I would expect it. I think absolutely. It's too easy to do now. They've been at this, what, 60 years, controlling people's brains? Go back to the 50s. Hell, it's 80 years, whatever. Anyway, you're right.
Yes.
And I would think the same thing. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, this stuff is so much out in the public venue now. You know, we got the great the movie, The Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra, back in 1962. He held on to it for a while and didn't release it because it was just almost too much like the Kennedy assassination. And then that story was retold in a movie starring Denzel Washington, I think, in 2004, which has some very interesting wrinkles, both of which really give you a lot of information about mind control. So this stuff is out there, I concur with... Go ahead.
Yeah. I think what we have to assume is that it's past any argument that they can do almost whatever they want with people who are mentally troubled, either initially or created to be troubled and then given these directives. It's not hard. It's something that it's an old hat for these people. They've done it for decades. Go ahead.
Yeah, many decades, you know, going back to MKUltra in the 50s and whatnot. You know, these brilliant CIA psychologists and psychiatrists have figured out that, you know, if you, for instance, if you kick a dog every day, you know, eventually he's going to become an angry dog and bite somebody, you know. Well, this is basically what they're doing with human beings, with their directed energy weapons, with their gang stalking, with their harassment protocols. So you can take a normal person and turn him into a psychopathic killer. And, This is very, very frightening. And of course, this very same technology, and they do refer to it as the technology, can be used to beam frequencies at entire cities or even countries, and eventually, according to some experts like Dr. Robert Duncan, in all 8 billion human beings. So I think you and I have been on this now since before COVID. We've been talking about this, trying to get the public educated about this, because I think education is the first step to being able to deal with it. I think we've made some progress. I was just watching a video that's, I'm always getting videos since I've got my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. I'm always getting messages from other TIs and get sent videos. I just was watching Cognitive Liberty, Neuroweapons and the Fight for Brain Privacy. Excellent. Well done video. And I would recommend it to your audience. Okay. They're probably, you know, we're being barraged, of course. We're being attacked on all sides. We're in a war. Some people call it the Omni War. Some people say it's a class war. But we're in a war, but I think perhaps the most vicious, dangerous long-term weapons are these neuroweapons, the mind war that's being carried out against the targeted individuals and really against all of us. But the TIs in particular are used, they're human trafficked, they are tortured,
yes,
and they
yes.
are murdered. And there is attempted murder. Mostly they're weakened. The power elite loves to weaken people that they regard as potential threats to their new world order. And so they like to keep us in a weakened, discredited, pathetic state. So they try to reduce good people to bad people, to psychopaths, to weak people, to take us down. And they're making a ton of money while they do it.
So
that's all preface. But yeah, going back to this article, if people were to click on that, they would see a list of 33 panel of experts, including 21 targeted individuals. And I take testimonies from these people. Most of these have, I've got posts, 1 to 2 or 10 posts from these individuals. So they actually, their testimonies are much greater than I could fit in this post. But I take kind of the nuggets, the pearls that I think, and have been a targeted individual since, I know of, since 2013. So that's 12 years. And I've been doing radio interviews on this since 2014, and I've had my gang stalking mind control cults.com website since 2016. So I've been working away, and it's got 2,587 posts, which I
Very
think
nice.
Is a
yeah.
massive database.
That's huge.
So considering I'm yeah. a, you know, a full professor, ex-full professor, now emeritus professor, you know, I kind of know how to go after things systematically, academically. So this is a digital library of information that everybody can use. Pam Bondi, you could use it. Dan Bongino, you could use it. Tulsi Gabbard, you could use it. Donald Trump, you could use it. Who am I missing? Ed Martin. All the people that are going after the criminals, I mean, the weaponization of government. We have the criminalization, weaponization, and satanization now of government. This is the ultimate criminalization of government. And the testimony of my 33 experts here proves that the government, many, many government agencies are involved, and it's really a partnership between the government and the public. Private partnerships, the corporations, the military, all the intelligence, all the military branches. It's an enormous project. And so these 33 experts, which include 13 authors and journalists, 5 medical scientists, engineers, 5 intelligence, 6 security analysts, 3 high-level political insiders, 4 veterans, military personnel, 3 artists, filmmakers, 3 lawyers, 4 historians, 1 member of the RAND Corporation Board of Directors, and probably the world's greatest chess master, Bobby Fischer. These are not dumb people. These are exceptional people. This is the genius panel here. And they are naming names, and they are naming organizations. The genius panel here. And they are naming names, and they are naming organizations That's fine.
There he is. Good. We got him back. All right, Eric, just so you know, we lost you for about 10, 12 seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess okay. Where I was saying we have a real panel of experts here.
That's right.
And they have their testimonies and their words are here, their partial testimonies, and they identify the perps, the primary perpetrating entities behind what we've been calling the targeted individual program, organized stalking, electronic torture. It is torture. They're testing torture and all kinds of biomedical engineering.
And then, you know, ultimately,
experiments on these people. What?
If I might, ultimately,
yeah.
Why do nearly all roads lead back ultimately to Mossad and Israel? It's true. It's a damn truth. Whether it's money, whether it's influence, whether it's bribery, blackmail, assassination, it doesn't matter. 9/11, there's so much to say about that. Anyway, I got an email here from Harrison Smith, apparently an associate of Alex Jones.
That's great. Harrison is just a sterling guy. He's a fantastic journalist, yeah.
All right, here's what he said. I'm not going to name names, but I was told by someone very close to Charlie that Charlie thinks Israel will kill him if he turns against them.
Okay, well, we certainly have to get into this because my panel of experts, a great many of them, statistically significant if you academics want to do your F-test, T-test, mean, median, and mode statistics, a great many of them name the tribe, the Mossad, the Sayanim, which are the helpers of the Mossad. One names the Nation of Israel proper and the Nation of Israel embedded, which would be the Sayanim and the Jews in America. And one,
you know, somebody said,
PhD, refers to the International Zionist Criminal Syndicate, the IZCS.
Oh. Yeah. Sure enough. Real quick, it is said that the Sayanim include most people who go to synagogue routinely, or even not routinely. In other words, they have people all over the place, all over the world, who will do the job asked of them in terms of gathering data, gathering information, planting information, etc. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, this is the reality that we must face now is that, you know, we have a president named Bibi Netanyahu who controls our president almost, you know. And I think that our president is very sympathetic to the Zionist cause. And his, look at the other night, we had the tech giants. So there was President Trump with Mark Zuckerberg on one side and Bill Gates on the other side and his lovely wife in between. And we're talking about three Jewish billionaires here who are running the world.
Right.
And that's the fact, you know. And, of course, this is the International Zionist Criminal Syndicate. We're watching it unfold in our... And remember, the Protocol 1 said we will... That's the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Says we will rule the world through force and make-believe. So, so many of the stalkers that are out there on the streets, the live-action role-players, the LARPers, the surveillance role-players, these people are basically play-acting. They're taking roles, and they're getting paid for it. And who's paying for them to stalk their neighbors, to spy on their neighbors, to zap their neighbors with electronic weapons? Well, I suppose it's the people that print the money, you know. And what ethnicity are they, you know? So.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I refer to Trump as a Zionist stooge, because in many ways he is doing nothing but serving his apparent masters. All of our money that goes to Israel is being used to liquidate human beings. In Gaza, we are supporting and making possible the genocide of Gaza. Very simple. No truth is more obvious than that. No one talks about it much.
I totally agree. Of course, it's a massacre, mass murder, genocide in live time, live streaming. And if you just want evidence of the total corruption of and disappearance, really, of the American Republic. It is the fact that our money has gone to destroy the people of the Ukraine, over almost 2
14 million are already gone. They've fled the country. 1.8 million have been slaughtered in the battlefield, and several million
are
wounded.
Money. That's our money. And who's
you
protesting
bet.
That?
Nobody.
And our money is killing those people in those beautiful people. In listen to Max Egan's reports. He's been reporting on this for the last 2 years, and very accurately. He's a voice in the wilderness. Watch his Crow House homepage. Max Egan, wonderful guy from Australia who has friends in Palestine, says they're some of the nicest people he ever met, and I'm sure he's right. And they're being slaughtered like ants, you know, being doused with fire. Look at the importation of 500,000 or more children from Central and South America under the Democrats, under Biden, for sex slavery. Okay, take that. Okay, that's one, two, three. There's two wars. There's the sex trafficking of children, and then I'll add to the mix here the completely wanton torture, enslavement, and murder of innocent American and citizens around the world with this gang stalking program, which is very international. And I'll read just a little bit of a definition here of what's happening by a very smart lady from the South who went by the name of Skizzit Gesture and made some very clever YouTubes where she actually captured on her phone the stalkers in action, and she narrates what's happening. Another guy from Canada did that as well, named Stephen O'Keefe, and we can get to him. But she says Americans are being selected for disposal. No indictment, no trials, no jury. Go directly to torture and death sentence. Gee, does that bother anybody? Does anybody give a shit? Thousands of Americans, and the Target of Justice says gives the numbers 278,000 Americans, which are official numbers from the FBI, but I think it's much higher. Let's say hundreds of thousands, many hundreds of thousands of Americans are deliberately being murdered after being selected for total access, quote-unquote. They're slandered out of their employment, which leads to losing their homes, losing everything through a Nazi-like selection process. The death sentences in these programs, Morgellons, radiation, and gang stalking. And this lady put out a series of YouTubes. I think she has disappeared from the activist scene, but she has done a brilliant job. It's very, you're being targeted for disposal by all segments of society. So it's very, very difficult to survive it, let alone understand it. And here's a very clever lady with a nice southern accent. Never saw what she looked like, but she sounded like a very nice person. Here's what she says. Targeted individuals are targeted by the police. That's your local cops. That's your sheriffs. They're criminals. And the gang stalkers they employ. Okay, those are the surveillance role players, informants. You call them flying monkeys, goons on the ground, whatever you want to call them. Neighborhood Nazis, InfraGuard, Citizen Corps. Right. They are never released from this program until they are dead. This is the El Salvadoran model of justice. See Salvatruchas. According to University of Wisconsin professor, Jewish, by the way, Herbert Goldstein, for years people focused on the means of policing rather than its ends. Herbert invented the concept of using tortuous and illegal means to achieve what they want, rather than using legal means. He called it problem-oriented policing, POP. Problem-oriented policing is a concept that ignores the Constitution and the right to maintain your own body in its original form, because this program includes covert implants in the brain, chest, arms, abdomen, hips, legs, and feet. Really, they take over a person's entire body, including the central nervous system with heat and vibration. G, Jewish Attorney General Janet Reno set this program in motion in 1994. It's called Community-Oriented Policing, or COPS, and uses police, firemen, evac, veterans, and ordinary people to perform missions such as phone stalking, illegal surveillance, covert implants, radiation, and chemical poisoning. Targeted individuals are also used for experimentation, as if they had no more value than a rat. Okay, then she's really a very smart lady. Historic mission. Target 1% of the population, deviants, independents, non-joiners, artists, and punish them severely for little or nothing, and the 99% will comply through fear of propaganda. Then she gets to the neoconservatives. That's the Jewish think tank, intellectual, quote-unquote. Actually, as your last guest said, they're Trotsky-eyed communists rebranded as Republicans. And they've been running America for the last 50 years or more. The neocon aim is a new world order based on Straussist and Christian delusions to achieve political domination. See Straussism, the philosophy directing the age of tyranny by Jen Allen. And then I make the comment, Leo Strauss, Jewish-German philosophy professor at the University of Chicago, is considered the godfather of the neoconservatives. By the way, they gave us 9/11. A group of Jewish Trotskyite communist intellectuals who rebranded themselves as Republicans and have controlled U.S. foreign and domestic policy for half a century. I guess I said that. Neocons prescripted the 9/11 terror attacks. We've got the documents. Project for New American Century, Rebuilding American Defenses. We need a new Pearl Harbor. Carried out by the U.S. government and Israel as the war trigger event
big
to justify the perennial global war of terrorism.
You bet.
What's that?
Yeah, we got a big false flag sitting on the front porch. I don't know what it looks like yet, but it's out there waiting. The Gulf of Tonkin. Something big is going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know what, I've been studying these things, I've got a whole website on 911, 911nwo.com, which is another digital library of free information for the American public if they care to learn and read.
Yeah, your material is second to none. It's that good, and I don't know how you've done it, but you have posted the best treasury of informational pieces in several disciplines, the likes of which I've never seen. The quality is through the roof. Go to
thank you very much.
Any.
And then the other one is naturalclimatechange.org, which is my field as a physical geography professor.
Geography.
That's, of course, another scam. And now I've realized, Jeff, that all these roads are coming together. The global warming scam, the United Nations.
All roads lead to the same.
Leads to greater Israel's completion, domination of the world by the tribe, chosen ones. And I'm afraid, sorry to tell you folks this, but it's going to lead to your eradication, much like what's happened and is happening to Gaza. So the way of Gaza is the way of the world, according to Max Egan. I believe it. These people are probably not humans. They seem to be psychopaths or perhaps a different race. We can certainly talk about that. I've got lots of ideas about that. But Preston James also has a lot of ideas about that. So this 9/11 turns out to be the trigger for doing all these wars for greater Israel and ushering in a universal police state. And, of course, the targeted individual program, I believe, is the police state model for the Great Reset, UN Agenda 2030, the Luciferian Antichrist Kingdom, the Jewish Utopia, Tikkun Olam, their expression for reinvent the world. All of these things, I think, are the same thing. This is their belief that they're going to bring in their Messiah, and every Jew is going to have 2,800 Gentile slaves. It's in their Talmud. So they do seem to have a plan. They've been working on it for thousands of years. And many TIs are targeted because we oppose this Zionist world order.
Wow. Well, you've got it all. I have no differences to share with anybody. You've been honed in on this so accurately. It's kind of scary. You really get it. You understand it. You're a pioneer.
I've been experiencing
this
for 12 years, and like I said, Job had it easy compared to targeted individuals. It's 24/7 tracking and harassment and ridiculing and trying to
destroy your life. You've withstood it, though. You know, that's a great thing. Let's give yourself some credit here. You've withstood something that is really horrible, and it has taken a hell of a lot of other people, good people, down long ago. They know how to break somebody up into pieces. You have withstood it, and that's greatly to your credit. So,
well, thank you.
That's why you're welcome. That's why the information you put up is so critical. You know what you're talking about. Both sides of the street.
Yeah, well, this, of course, is the lens I've used to select material for my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. In other words, I read a lot of things. I get a lot of information from different people, many claiming to be targeted individuals. And my bullshit detector is honed by the fact that I have experience with the program. I'm on the other end of it. I am being targeted. Right. So I'm able to kind of use that to decide, okay, this person sounds like they're genuine, and this person doesn't. And of course, there's a lot of disinformation around this program because it is so important to their ultimate plan. And as Catherine Austin Fitz says, they will spend any amount of money because they're making money and the taxpayers paying for it to keep this control grid, this control system functional. So I, you know, Harlan Girard estimated in 2007 that they would pay $5 to $10 million a year per target individual to keep them confined in their own bodies, to keep them essentially locked up in a digital electronic concentration camp. And of course, a number of the experts here, like intelligence agent but Julianne McKinney in 1992 says, you know, if people keep cooperating with this and keep being willing to participate in this as civilians, if people don't stand against it, she can see this leading to a Holocaust. In other words, being applied to everybody.
I think, honestly, I think we are already in the beginnings, serious beginnings of a Holocaust against everybody. I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, this certainly has motivated me. You know, it's like, well, you know, it's not only in my life I'm trying to fight for. It is also the lives of everybody else, and you know, our species is at risk with this technology. Unfortunately, it's hard for people to come to grips with the fact that these military grade weapon systems, and they are military weapons, are so incredibly powerful. But the people that are wielding them are very, very addicted to their use, and they will it's so addictive for them to be able to kind of drive and steer another human being like you would play a sim in a video game that they lose all interest in, you know, their normal relationships. And according to the expert in here named Jeffrey Madore, who is a TI, I think, back in back east, maybe Massachusetts, who was a radio engineer and actually communicated with his attackers, his predators, his gang stalkers, via these electronic communication lines. He says these people are the ones that he was talking to were FBI agents, in other words, taxpayer funded, and that they turn into incredible sexual perverts, and they're having sex with each other like crazy, and they start to worship the person they're attacking. And he talks about their modus operandi, and that's in this compilation. Pam Bondi, Ed Martin, if you care to read this and find out what it is we're dealing with here.
She's not going to step out of line.
Take down the country and the world.
Right. That woman is afraid of her own shadow. She's not going to step out of line. She's been so lucky to get promoted in life. She's not worthy. Not in my view.
Well, of course, she's quite good looking. I'm sure that has played into it.
I no longer think that about people who are photogenic. I try to look deeper and listen to what they say in terms of good looking.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know the game. Anyway.
Yeah, well, Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, you know, this is they've turned the world upside down, you know, and of course Trump is you know, Miss Beauty, he's Mr. Beauty Pageant, and maybe that's why he's got so many beautiful women in his cabinet, you know, like Kristi Noem. I feel like I'm looking at Miss Universe, you know, instead of the head of Homeland Security, which is central to doing this. I mean, Homeland Security, according to Preston James, PhD, is an IZTC, that is, no, IZCS, International Zionist Criminal Syndicate. It is an IZCS beachhead in America and is formed after 9/11. So the same people who did 9/11 are doing this. It's all part of the same. And, of course, I got a website on each one. So now we can start to see how they function.
Sure.
This is the interagency as far as the U.S. Is concerned, the U.S. agencies. But it's also, of course, mafia, and it's also, of course, the Zionist element, the Nation of Israel embedded, the Nation of Israel proper. We've been essentially taken over by them. It's a criminal syndicate. It's a mafia state. What we have is a mafia state. And Bobby Fischer, who is also Jewish by birth and turned Christian, was hounded and I think targeted. And he says there is no United States. And he said this back in the 80s. He says it's just a toy in the hands of the Jews.
Correct.
He didn't say Zionists. He said Jews. And this is a man who grew up in, Manhattan or the Bronx, somewhere in New York City.
He's 100%
Jews. His parents are from Eastern Europe.
He
played chess with Jews, against Jews in the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
And so he knew all their tricks. He knew all how it's really all working, you know. And he was an honest man. And he was harassed horribly. And I think they probably harassed him to an early grave for speaking out against the Zionist powers that be.
Oh, they do. They'll remove people who get in the way. It doesn't matter. They kill people all the time. They don't care. It's nothing to them to kill someone. They tried to kill me 10 years ago. I got lucky.
Well, it not only is it nothing to kill us, it's actually a... let me see if I can find the quote out of their own sacred Talmud. I mean, they get points for it because they worship Satan.
That's right. It's almost satanic recreation.
And it's actually, they look at it as this kind of human sacrifice. It says, the best of the Gentiles kill. That's from their minor tractates, Soferim 15, Rule 10, Rabbi Simon ben Yohai. And then the next one, kill the most honest of the Goyim, Talmud Abad Zar 26b. When the Messiah, Christian Antichrist, returns, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form so that the Jew would not have to be served by beasts. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night. Now, I just hope that will sink into your listeners, and I hope you just all get ready to be, a donkey in human form and serve your Jewish masters, or else stand up and send these Israeli American dual citizens.
No,
them.
Eric, it's no coincidence that most of the big AI companies are Jewish-run companies. It's no coincidence that four of the leading commentators on YouTube all about AI are also Jewish. There's no coincidence. They gravitate to any position, any nexus of power or control. AI is the big one. That's the ultimate. And when Zuckerberg talks about his AI, particularly his AI, is now teaching itself and bettering itself. They're studying people. They're learning about people, learning to imitate emotions and human behaviors. It's past now. We are number two on the planet. We will never be put back. We will never be able to be put back in the top position. I don't see it happening. I just don't. I wish I could say otherwise.
Well, you're a little more pessimistic than me. I think the key is knowing your enemy and knowing your own strength. This goes back to Sun Tzu and the other
book. JFK knew his enemy. He did.
Yeah. Well, let me just finish a couple more from the Talmud,
please,
the most sacred book of the Jews. Everyone, and this pertains to our point, everyone who sheds the blood of the impious non-Jews is as acceptable to God as he who offers a sacrifice to God.
There it is, right there, 100% endorsement of murder. Right there.
And here's another 100%. One. He who sheds the blood of the Goyim, and that's the non-Jews, the Gentiles, or the human cattle, is offering a sacrifice to God.
That's a desirable and worthy goal. And that's what they're saying
and
right
there. And here's another one. Extermination of the Christians is a necessary sacrifice.
There you go.
So, Christians, you just get ready to get your heads chopped off, because the Jews think that they're the chosen ones, and they are, and you're just cattle.
Who's,
you're just beasts.
Who's
you know?
Running?
So serve them or die.
Right. Who's running Pfizer?
I don't buy that, Jeff. I don't buy that AI is going to take us down, because with computers, it's garbage in and garbage out. Whoever programs the
I look at it a little bit differently, but that's fine. I look at it in terms of who's running AI, who's using AI, who's controlling the development of it. And that's the part that bothers me. I don't particularly worry much about AI, because I think, like you say, it's essentially a computer. Okay, that's fine. But it's the people who have control of it that really concern me. And you know who they are.
Yeah, and of course, it's a marvelous tool for deception. And that, of course, is their main aim, you know.
Couldn't be better. By deception, what is it? By deception, we... Whatever. Anyway, that's their motto, one of them.
Oh, yeah. All warfare is based on deception. That's Sun Tzu. And then the Mossad, by deception thou shalt do warfare.
That's the one I was asking about, the Mossad's motto. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want to just beat up on the Jews, because I think, you know, Bobby Fischer turned out to be a pretty nice guy. Of course, he paid the high price. Jews, you know, could conceivably renounce this psychopathic position they've been put in, but and some do. But they pay a high price, too, because they are tightly controlled by the rabbis, apparently, and by the opinions of their fellow Jews, you know.
Points
I've got a lot on that, you know. But on the gang-stalking thing, let me just read a little bit from this brilliant Canadian artist who actually filmed his stalkers on the streets of Toronto. It must be a nightmare to be in a big city and be stalked by these by these predators. But his name is Stephen O'Keefe. I think he was at the at the University of Toronto. Very bright guy, probably dead now. Young man. This video profiles the surveillance proficiency of Jews and their nation of Israel as Shin Bet, Mossad, and their Sionim helpers, who profiled, mobstock, and ruined my personal and professional life, and have declared themselves, quote, deceivers in hiding. Says governments which target persons in the way they have targeted me are mafia states, meaning the government operates in secret as a highly evolved mafia. True, the U.S. is a mafia state. The way a mafia and an empire of lies, as your first guest said, a way of mafia targets others is by surrounding targets, mostly with others connected to or owned by the mafia state. Informants, government employees, snitches, lackeys. And the reason for this is because you are more valuable to the government than you are a physical threat. I was targeted at a young age because of my artistic skills, observational skills, and computer programming knowledge for what the Canadian and American governments have been testing on me, which is a highly sophisticated wireless surveillance and unbelievably advanced military and intelligence technology. It goes under various names. I call it virtual telepathy, or VT. It's called remote neural monitoring and prompting, brain repatterning, and EEG fingerprinting. EEG stands for electroencephalogram. Basically, it's a way to wirelessly monitor anybody using the body's biometric displacement field and also computer interfacing the target's brain patterns. This is heavy stuff, folks. This transforms a target, that is, a responsive target, into a test subject for a super spy, soldier, and super policing program, and also, I would add, mentoring candidate. And then he says, with so many Jews involved with methods of deep psychological torment directed at me for so many years, it is impossible that these methods are not culturally Jewish, known by all Jews above a certain age. And this is probably what they do to each other when they get out of the line, so they would all know about it. And then they would have a choice of participating or getting stalked, maybe. I don't know. And then he says this culturally Jewish method of profiling, stalking someone to ruin would have existed before technology made it easy with your phone apps, etc. Perhaps explaining why Jews have been exiled from so many lands. And then he goes on to say the benefits to shadow governments are endless. Spy operations, police stings, drug dealing, money laundering, drops and black operation, terror events where an asset or target are surrounded by nothing but layers of backup in a pre-scripted crowd simulation. So this can be going on downtown in the streets of Toronto or in any other and every other city in America, in Canada or wherever, without the non-participants even knowing. This is how clever this thing. And he says, what gave away the core of this mob-stalking method as culturally Jewish was that Israelis always positioned themselves in the lead to appear as a victim. And their terrain cues consistently ordinary, per Mossad and Shin Bet's mottos of deception and concealment as a strategy. Original Mossad slogan, by deception thou shalt do war. And Shin Bet's slogan, defender shall not be seen. So deceive and hide. Jewish mob stalking works like this. Jews pass your photo and details around by mobile phone and conspicuously stalk you wherever you go. Once you start discussing it or taking their photos, which of course he did, they complain to authorities that you're insane and obsessed with Jews, a Nazi, a white supremacist, or potential terrorist, and that you must be watched very closely and that Jews will help. Helping means setting you up for ruination, which benefits the police state, which protects Israeli interests. And that's usually a white supremacist rally, violent outburst, or terror event where the mob stalking victim is absorbed into the Jewish profiling. And I'll read a little bit more. The culturally Jewish methods of deception and concealment are mafia tactics, as evidenced by the similarity in criminal activities between the American Jewish mafia and the Israeli mafia, the embedded nation of Israel, and Israel proper. One more thing here. These are black ops, of course. As Jewish deception and hiding are further finessed to fabricate domestic terror patsies, like the black guy and like the guy on the roof who shot Kirk, and the events to go with them, more persons seek Israel for the best counterterrorism training. So we send our police over there to learn how to use knee-to-the-neck methods against Americans like they do with the Palestinians. Jewish stalkers were so intent on always appearing to be a victim in anything I recorded, they gave themselves away as my core predators, despite so many government agencies serving as their camouflage. Okay, that gets back to Bobby Fischer. There is no American government. It's a toy in the hands of the Jews. So they control our agencies.
He's totally right. He's correct. He has been correct. It's the truth. It's sad. It's disgusting. It's actually unbelievable to most people. But the more you study, honestly and honorably, that is the conclusion you will come to. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, there's this FBI whistleblower named Kyle Serafin who's been doing, you know, he's got his websites and his podcasts and has been coming on the Alex Jones show. very, very honest guy, Catholic. He just couldn't stand to do what they wanted him to do. He made some very interesting comments about how the FBI works. He says all FBI agents have mentors or advisors that they call rabbis.
Oh, no.
You can't make this up,
Oh, that's too much. I didn't know this. I didn't know every one of them did, but I wouldn't be surprised. They're all being constantly monitored and told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. Just like, who was it? Thomas Massie said that he may be the only member of Congress who doesn't have a Jewish overseer, or I don't know how he phrased it, but that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, they're called handlers. I mean, this is what intelligence agents do. I mean, they handle their assets. So our congressmen and women then become assets for their AIPAC and ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center handlers. This is how spy agencies work, and these Jewish lobby groups, which are actually working for a foreign government, have figured out how to control our Congress. Also, this guy Kyle Serafin said the motto at the FBI is, and I'm sure this is true for most of our agencies, is institution over constitution. In other words, the well-being of the FBI takes precedence over the well-being of America or the American people or their oath to serve and protect the Constitution or the American people. So the FBI is central to all this. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security fusion centers, people can report anybody, and then the FBI guys make money if they hand a false dossier to the FISA court officials, and the false dossier says that the person nominated is a terrorist. So the dossier is a fake dossier. So somebody nominated me to be on the terrorist screening database. Of course, I don't know who it was. I was never informed. I have no recourse to take it off. I can't confront my accuser. And there's no way to get off it. But so the FBI then makes money for handing this fake dossier to the FISA court. And then the FISA court, 702, Section 702, gives them permission to do this active surveillance on you, generally for the rest of your life, which means wreck your life. So our FBI needs to be abolished, you know, pure and simple. This is a criminal organization. I've got a book here, Jeff, called The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. They're creating the terror events that, of course, justify their existence. And that's been the case, as you know, for a long time.
You betcha. Well, that's quite a serving. You always do, as a chef, present a great banquet for people to wade through. It's the truth. And I don't know how, and I've been watching this for a long time. You have, and many of you listening have as well. The more research you do, you just can't come up with any other conclusion. We are completely controlled now by international Zionist Jewry. And I should say, supremacist Zionist Jewry. They are the cat's meow. Just ask them. They'll tell you. They have no problem with it.
Well, there is a racial superiority doctrine there with the Jews that is I think, the most extreme. I mean, the Chinese believe they're the Middle Kingdom and they're the great, you know, master race and everything. But I don't, and of course the Nazis had that reputation, and the British, you know, but nothing compares with the Jews because they believe that they are God's chosen, and of course their rabbis tell them that we're nothing, that we,
don't forget
that there is
about
a perpetual war between the Jews and us.
Don't forget about the 45 to 50 million American Christian Zionists who bought into the whole thing and will fight to protect their Jewish overlords without even knowing it.
Yeah, this is horrible. This is very true. I think they've been duped on a grand scale. The Masons, in fact, are kind of a Gentile front for Judaism and always have been, and they have all their degrees based on the Jewish Kabbalah, which is this system of black magic, the most satanic black magic in the world. All their degrees, first, second, third degree, are based on the Kabbalah, which is black magic, and it's Satanism. And infiltration of our evangelical and Baptist churches by the Masons that this is what we're looking at.
It's true. No, and those people are an incredible ally for Jewish supremacism. Incredible, because they buy it so fervently. Look at Huckabee. They couldn't have sent a more devout Christian Zionist over there if they tried. And Trump knows what he's doing. He does what he's told. You saw him with that absolutely infamous picture of moving the chair under Netanyahu's rear end at the White House. Butler Donald Trump. Just a disgraceful picture of an American president. Showing who controls the game. It's all there. There's nothing hard to find anymore. They don't care. You know, on top of all that, we are now in the age of AI, which, as a general rule of thumb, puts us in a position of not any longer being able to depend upon what we see or what we hear as being the unvarnished truth. It's very difficult. Anything can be done now. So we are really SOL, up a creek without a paddle. This is tough times. Great job, Eric. Final comment real quick, if you'd like.
Well, yeah, thanks so much, Jeff. Great to talk again, and enjoy the conversation.
Anytime.
It's important stuff. We keep trying. But I would just say to people, get out to nature. Turn off your devices as much as you can. The cell phone is the gateway to the wireless body network by which they hope to put everybody on the control grid as a node on the network.
That's true.
So that's true. Wean ourselves of our, especially cell phones, and all of these smart devices. All that's going to enslave us. So get in nature and get out of the smart devices.
Well said.
That's what I have to say.
I concur. All right. Hope to talk to you again soon. Let me know. And stay safe. Crazy out there.
Thanks so much. You too. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Professor Emeritus Eric Carlstrom. And do visit his websites. They're extraordinary in many ways. Back with you tomorrow, Thursday. Gerald Celente, Melody Cederstrom, tomorrow night. Okay, talk to you then. Take care, and remember, every day is a blessing.